Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Boy, it is wet outside today. The downpour. We were talking about Josh Briscoe being nude. You know what today is, Mac? Today's a nude nap day. You ever nude it when you nap?
Of course.
Yeah, dude.
It's amazing.
Just pile of clothes right next to the bed, crawl
yes.
right in. I'll tell you what, man.
I haven't slept with clothes on in years.
I'm talking about a nap.
I haven't slept with clothes on in years. it's better that way.
It's nice. Turn the fan on. Maybe crack the window. What is it outside?
It's muggy, though. Your hands are clamped. You know that clammy, wet feeling you feel when you go outside? It's humid.
Yes.
Like, it's humid out there. I don't think we're quite to that crack the window stage
humid.
Just yet.
64 degrees.
Oh, okay. But it's still humid.
Feels like 64.
Oh. Is that
I don't sleep with clothes on. It's humid outside.
Well, that too, especially. My God. Just better when you press the flesh.
Easy access. So a shift in the fan base. I kind of brought this up a little bit earlier today. I kind of feel the same way about it as of 8:49 in the morning. There was a lot of, and maybe I'm wrong, I don't know. There was a lot of positivity after a loss to Philadelphia, who now everyone hates more than Cincinnati. Can we go ahead and say that?
Well, you talking to us? Are you talking nationally? Or?
I think Chiefs fan base. I think Chiefs fans probably, maybe that's the poll question tomorrow. Who do you hate more nowadays in football? Philadelphia, Cincinnati, right? And there was a lot of talk, at least within my friend group and coworkers here and text line, everybody out there. When they lost to Philadelphia, it's like, man, it kind of felt like our own personal loss. That felt like a Chiefs loss. That didn't feel like Philly came in here and beat us. I feel like we beat ourselves in that game against Philadelphia, and I see positive things moving forward. Got to figure out the run game. Got to figure out how to get pressure. Got to figure out how to make money off this. It's simply too good. And I think when you see that sort of, you know, narrative, because I even told, you know, the bullpen and the boss, and you guys are like, man, seems like a little bit positive. They're been 0-2 start, lost to Philadelphia, haven't won since January. And then you got to win this week. And I heard a lot of doom and gloom in Max's voice. I heard a lot of doom and gloom from the texters. I heard a lot of doom and gloom from friend groups. And it was almost like a shift that it was like, yeah, we beat the New York Giants, but golly, that offense in the first half, thank God they figured out in the second half. Maybe that play by Mahomes where he threw the ball behind Pacheco or backwards and Pacheco ran towards the other end zone like a first grader in his first basketball game. The tip goes up, run the other way, Scotty, the other way. That's our basket. And
were you ever that kid? That kid, Mac?
No, I was a stud basketball player, 2 years of high school.
And nailed that.
I'm for my knee, man.
How many high school sports did you guys play?
Three.
I played three, four, yeah.
Band doesn't count.
No.
And
football, swimming, baseball, three, yeah.
Okay. And so when you look at that game last week, it was like, yeah, they won, but, right, whereas they lose to Philadelphia, it's like they lost, but you know what? I'm not mad about it as much as I should be. So maybe I'm wrong in that. Maybe I'm not seeing that, but is there more negativity after a win than there was after a loss and starting 0-2?
I think there may have been a little negativity, but I didn't really sense negativity after that game yesterday or Sunday now. I you know, being around town and talking to people yesterday, everybody's just glad we got a win. I don't think there was much like analyzing the game. I think people are to the point now where I think what this season is doing is showing people how difficult it is to win in the NFL and how spoiled we've been over the last, you know, decade, basically. And now there's no margin for error right now, right? And we're, in the past, there was always margin for error, and they figured out a way, and it looked easy and whatnot. We're living life like a normal NFL team at this point in time. And I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong with that. We're just not used to that. And we have to kind of adjust the way that we view games and the way that we view things and the way we view results right now. Again, you know, we always want the 35-0 win. That's not realistic in this day and age right now for this football team. But what is realistic is going out there and winning. And you look at those first two games that they lost this season, and the reason I'm optimistic about it is because they were self-inflicted, you know, mistakes that this team made. You missed a kick that did change the shape of everything in week one against the Chargers. And then you're, you know, top-notch defensive tackle is clearly out of position when everybody knew at that moment in time, if you get a stop there, Mahomes is getting the ball back, and who knows what's going to happen at that point in time. Your second game of the season, you lost, but you lost because, again, your potential future Hall of Fame kicker missed a kick, and your tight end, who's going to the Hall of Fame, dropped a touchdown pass, which turned into an interception. I don't think the Chiefs lost those first two games because they're out-talented or out-coached. They just made mistakes that in the past, those mistakes were able to be covered up. Now they're not able to be covered up. And so I think in the first 3 weeks of the season, I think from the people that I've spoken to, and we've had a drastic shift, it's now about just winning games. It doesn't have to be pretty. It doesn't have to look great. We don't need to get brownie points. We've never needed to get those brownie points. This isn't college. You just have to go out there and win. And I think having these first couple of weeks of the season has people back into realizing a win is all that matters in the NFL. At the end of the day, you are what your record is. Nothing more, nothing less. Just find a way to win. Doesn't have to look good. Doesn't have to look pretty. Could, but it doesn't have to. As long as you have more points than your opponent, nobody cares now how you get this done. And I think that's what those first two games of the season have taught us. Just find a way to win, man.
35-0.
35-0. Yeah, for me, anecdotally, I'd say you're right, Dusty. Yeah, the shift was definitely there. I mean, just me and my friend group were more negative after the win than after the loss to Philadelphia. But I think context matters in all this, right? Like, I don't think, like saying like, oh yeah, the defense actually hasn't been too bad. Like, they don't, Chargers only scored 27 points. It's not, well, we watched that game. Mm-hmm. That eye test wasn't good. Like, that was really, really bad. It was good. There was reason. There was justification to be worried about some things after that game one. Game two, some things get better, right? Context matters. Mm-hmm. Sure, it was 20 points, only 7 less points. You're like, the defense was about the same. Well, it looked
a lot better.
Different. Yeah, yeah. And then it looked a lot different against Russell Wilson. Again, context matters. This is one of the worst quarterbacks in the league. Probably shouldn't be starting anymore.
Right.
So I just think you got to go week by week with this. But I think for the team, Bob, you're right. All that matters is winning. For me, a pontificator, a radio host, I'm going to have opinions and feelings, and they're going to be judged off of the context of a game, win or loss.
Yeah, I mean, that was a free space on your bingo card last week against the Giants. That's a bad team.
That's exactly.
But so is Baltimore right now, guys. Like, we got to stop being scared by this Baltimore Ravens team. I just found audio that I'll send you.
Who's scared?
It's every. I think the fan base is looking at the schedule. Oh, the Ravens. Like, you know, I mean, I do. I feel like people are looking at the schedule. Oh, the Ravens.
I haven't seen any of that.
I mean, oh, the Ravens are coming. We got to play the Ravens. Like, when that schedule first came out, and you're looking at it, oh, God, can we get past the Ravens? Mm-hmm. Like, I do. I think the Ravens present themselves as a team that is good because they have been good, but they're not a very good team right now. And none of their players are believing in their system right now. Marlon Humphrey, we're not very good. Kyle Hamilton, no excuses can be made at this point. John Harbaugh, we have a bad run defense. It's not acceptable. Lamar Jackson, week one was a wake-up call, not just this loss. Derrick Henry, I'm trying to fix the problem. It just keeps occurring. You got your head coach out there, Harbaugh, saying we have a bad run defense. Hey, Andy! The coach is admitting that their run defense stinks.
Run the ball.
Now this is the week that the pressure is on Andy Reid. There are no excuses this week to not run the football against the Baltimore Ravens. Number one, they're the worst in the NFL at stopping the run. And number two, The more you run the ball, the more you control the clock, the more you keep Lamar Jackson on the other sideline as well. You got to play this game similar to what a lot of teams tried to do in like year two of Patrick Mahomes. And that's, well, we can't stop him, so we're going to run the football and we're going to grow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Iron the clock out and make it very difficult for Patrick Mahomes to do his thing. I think you need to implore a little bit of that. But when you got the head coach out here complaining about the defense and saying it's not good enough against the run for his team, that should be antennas for everybody at One Arrowhead Drive to say, we're going to run the ball this week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.